Supertramp, Long Way Home from Breakfast in America. It is 11:02. My name is Jane, and welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women here on WMFO in Medford.
It is the silver lining where one can find their truth. So take that silver lining and bend it to make do. It is that silver lining where one can start anew. So take that dark cloud and shine on through. Oh, is it suffering that makes us human, or humanity that makes us suffer? One thing I see is many are lost, and I'm just one branch of a giant tree. It is that silver lining where one can find their truth. So take that silver lining and bend it to make do. It is that silver lining where one can start anew. So take that dark cloud and shine on through. I can reach high, high for the stars, or stay low to avoid. That dark cloud, it can follow us all. So before it takes its toll, remember that it's that silver lining where one can find their truth. So take that silver lining and bend it to make do. It is that silver lining where one can start anew. So take that dark cloud and shine on through.
Right. Just as hard, a bit softer in the stall. It's not really wrong, it's not really right. I'm wide awake. She's up front, up shot, up start, up in every case. The kind of girl that whispers, "Thank God for you." It's in the night that I stumbled. It's in the morning that I struggled. Because I start to forget, but she will always remember. The kind of girl who laughs and says, "Get up off your knees. Time of my life.
just say a big hand for Cheryl here, and the boys in the band are doing all the work.
My strange nation has ocean on two sides, and the Bama crimson tide in the south, tilted slightly toward the north. The immigrants pour forth, seeking Phoenix and life hand to mouth. My strange nation tilts sharply to the right, with our leaders straight and white as our teeth. Our population's mixed, but our election's fixed in my strange nation, America. Strange nation built on the backs of slaves who were sailed here across the waves from far away. This cruel experiment was ended by a president who was both a Republican and gay. My strange nation gave the Indians our germ. They surrendered on our terms, as in died. Their survivors filed appeals, so we gave them roulette wheels in my strange nation, America. But my strange nation has lost its mind again, sending young women and men off to war for reasons that aren't clear, unless you're standing near to the rich and the righteous and the bored. And my strange nation, enamored of the cross, and who will win the toss of the coin, the circus and bread, distract us from the dead in my strange nation, America. But my strange nation will surely come around, for you cannot hold us down for long. We'll sputter and we'll cough and throw the despots off. For this land, for its mountains and its lakes, tornadoes and earthquakes, for its poets and pioneers, for its fetishes and fears, for its freedom of dissent, for its greasy government.
Susan Warner and My Strange Nation. Before that, we heard some live music from Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. Tegan and Sarah gave us All You Got. Jenny Lewis as part of Rilo Kiley. That was Silver Lining. And we started out our show today with a song from Efrat. That was The Silver Lining, and that's the title track of her latest album. It is 11:23. This is Jane. Thanks so much for listening. It's Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. When I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that's a six-song set with a spotlight on one artist or on a theme. And I just got back from a whirlwind trip to New York City Thursday into Fridays, 24 hours. And our six pack today is going to be about New York. So if you have ideas for that or anything else that you might want to hear, you can give me a call at 617-627-3800.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now. Left a good job down in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way the things might have been. Big wind.
Keep on burning.
the pull of my destiny. Now she dances a hoochie coochie coo.
Some people hurting, someone choking up inside, some poor souls dying. best friend. That you wear like a switchblade on a chain around your neck. I think you picked this up in Mexico from your dad.
deeper than the sea.
Jonathan Brook, of course. A live version of Love Is More Thicker Than Forget. And before that, we heard some more live music. That was Ricky Lee Jones, We Belong Together. Joan Armatrading gave us Show Some Emotion. Marcia Ball, The Tattooed Lady, and The Alligator Man. And we started out with Tina Turner and Proud Mary. It is 11:44 on the nose. And this is Jane. And we also have Kirsten in the studio today. She's visiting. She was here last week. And she is a music lover and goes out to see a lot of shows. And some of the women that we were featuring in that set, she's actually seen live. So she's thinking about doing some radio and considering something about the women as a place to do that. So we're happy Kirsten is here today. Got about 15 more minutes before our six pack at noon coming up, featuring songs about New York City. And again, really appreciate any thoughts that you might have for that or any other requests. And you can give me a call at 617-627-3800.
I had a friend who swears she saw Jesus hovering above a lonely bed. She said it changed her life forever. Whatever works, I said. I sit at home changing channels. It's so hard to concentrate. Laugh at her, but I'm pretty sure she's having a better day. So I will lay on the highway somewhere in New Mexico and wait for a strange light to come.
That dreamy look of
repeat myself. So I will lay all the house somewhere in New Mexico and wait for a strange light to come.
To have fun, learning to fly, learning to run. I let my heart decide the way when I was young. Deep down, I must have always known that this would be inevitable. To earn my stripes, I'd have to pay. Bear my soul. I know I'm not the only one who regrets the things they've done. Sometimes I just feel the streets where I grew up and found my feet. They can't look me in the eye. It's like they're scared of me. I try to think of things to say, like a joke or a memory, but they don't recognize me now. In the light of day, I know I'm not the only one who regrets the things they've done. Sometimes I just feel only me who never became who they thought they'd be. I wish I could live a little more, look up to the sky, not just the floor. I feel like my life is flashing by and all I can do is watch and cry.
Another day. Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
With the sun.